When I got up this morning, I was ironing my suit.
我今天早上起来的时候，我就在烫我的西装。
And I usually don't do that because when I speak on Sunday, most churches are very casual these days.
通常我主日早晨不需要烫衣服，因为大部分的教会呢，他们穿的就没有这么正式。
But I told my wife I always enjoy coming speaking here.
但是我告诉我的姊妹，我每次都非常的喜欢来到教会，来到你们教会。
I frequently mention that this reminds me of when I was growing up in New York City.In church.
我常常提起来，来到你们教会，就使我想起来我成长的日子在纽约的教会。
Well, what I'm going to do is slightly different than what I had proposed to do when I was talking to Christine earlier, and it's very different, the sermon. So we ask Lord to give mercy through His Spirit.
刚刚我们早上再讨论一下，今天我要分享的信息跟这个纲要上的信息有一点不一样，其实有很大的不一样，所以求主的怜悯来帮助我们释放这个信息。
I always like to introduce a sermon with what's going on in my life.
每一次在我讲到之前呢，我都想要跟大家介绍一下我的生命，我的生活。
And since the last time I spoke here, the biggest thing that has happened is I've had my fourth grandchild.
所以自从上次我来到这里讲道到现在呢，我又添增了第四个孙儿。
I should have given you a picture so they could flash on the screen, but I'm going to show Christine and she has to say, "What do you think of my fourth granddaughter?"
Wow, so cute!
It is really cute. If you ever saw it, she is really cute. She is really right. I'm not lying, right?
Yeah.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Really cute. Really cute. Yeah. Number four. So this is the one from the youngest daughter. This is her first child.
这是我第二个女儿的女儿，所以是一个孙女。她非常的非常的可爱，可惜你们看不到她的照片。
And as I get older, I realize that there are certain things that I really enjoy about life in this last phase of my life.
当我越来越年长的时候，在我人生的最后一个阶段，我发现有些事情我非常非常的享受。
First, I still enjoy ministry.
第一个，我仍然非常的享受服侍神。
It's almost 40 years of learning about Christ and ministering, and I still enjoy it immensely.
我自从认识基督，而且服侍他到今天已经40年，我仍然非常的享受来服侍神。
And I really enjoy my family.
而且我非常的享受我的家庭。
My two daughters, my two son-in-laws, and my four grandchildren.
我两个女儿，两个女婿，还有四个孙儿孙女。
But I've come to realize that as my parenting is over and now I'm a grandfather, that how difficult it is to raise children in this age.
当我现在已经卸下了做父母的责任，而且变成了一个祖父的时候，我明白到在这个时代要做一个父母是多么的不容易。
See, my daughters were pastors' kids.
因为我的女儿呢，我两个女儿都等于是牧师的儿女。
They had to go to church.
所以呢，他们必须去教会。
But you never knew, as parents, whether we force them to go to church, or it's actually their desire to go to church. When it's young, you don't know. You don't know.
其实呢，对于我们做父母的，我们不晓得我们的儿女去教会是因为我们强迫他们去教会呢，还是他们真的有这个愿望去教会
？Because there's a big difference.
其实这个之间的差异是非常大的。
Now that I have four grandchildren,
现在我有四个孙儿孙女。
My daughters married men who also see Christ as important in their lives.
而且我的女婿们呢，他们都非常的爱主侍奉神。
So they bring the families and their children to church regularly.
所以呢，他们就带着他们的家人呢，定期的去教会。
But I have realized that I think this age is even more difficult to raise children than when I was raising children.
但是我觉得在这个年代呢，要抚养、要教养儿女，比我那个年代要更困难。
In this world, there's such an uneasiness going on.
因为在这个世界有很多的不安定。
With things happening with terrorism.
比方说，恐怖主义、恐怖分子的事情。
Europe seems to be a little bit unstable.
所以事情呢，感觉上就非常的不稳定。
And then in the United States, there's a lot of tension between different groups and rioting in the United States.
在美国呢，不一样的 rioting.
Rioting.
在美国呢，不一样的这个暴动的事件之间，其实是有各种不同的族群，各个不同的group团体。
And then when I visit churches, and I still speak quite a bit at different churches, a very common observation and a situation that the pastors and the leaders tell me is how to raise the next generation in Christ.
而且当我到处在各个教会服事的时候，我常常听见的呢，就是牧师们问我，我们应该怎么样把第二代的基督徒能够带好。
I had one of my students speak at a church in the East Bay.
我其中有一个学生呢，他就在东湾曾经在那里讲道。
And he was formerly a law professor in Brazil.
他从前呢，在他服事主以前呢，他在巴西是一个法律的教授。
So he's learning theology and doing ministry.
所以呢，他现在就在学神学，而且在服事神。
And he was invited to a Chinese church in the East Bay. I won't tell you the city.
然后呢，他最近呢，他就被邀请到东湾的一个中国教会，我不会提他的教会的名字。
It was just like a month ago, and he texted me and he said he had a marvelous time.
大部分这就是大概在一个月之前呢，他就寄短讯给我，他说我在这里有一个很美好的时光。
But then he said they wanted him to speak to the English service.
然后呢，他就说他希望。他能够对着英文的聚会讲道。
And he said these kids were so uninterested in the things of Christ.
然后他说，但是这些孩子们呢，他们对于基督的事情却一点都没有兴趣。
They were so disinterested. It's almost as if they were forced to go, but their heart wasn't in going to church or worshiping Christ.
他们一点都没有感兴趣到，感觉上好像他们就是被强迫来教会的，他们一点都不是要来敬拜神的。
And it was telling me the burden that he had doing ministry, both with a blessing but also a sadness.
所以呢，他就跟我分享，在服事主上面同时是一个祝福呢，但是也有很多的忧伤。他就跟我分享他心中的负担。
I look at this crowd.
我现在看看你们教会的会众。
Some are older like myself.
有些人呢，就像我一样的年长，有白头发。
But many of you are age where you have children.
那有些人呢就比较年轻，现在仍然在抚养儿女。
And even if you are older, you may have grandchildren.
那当你年长了，或许你们也有孙儿孙女。
Are our children or our grandchildren going to be affected by this world and pressured and formed into this world so that their faith becomes almost non-existent?
那么我们的儿女们或是我们的孙儿孙女们，他们会不会因为这个世界给他们这么大的压力，使他们的信仰几乎就不存在了呢？
Or will our children and our grandchildren be strong enough in the faith to manifest a difference for Jesus Christ in this very, very difficult age?
还是说我们的儿女们或是我们孙儿孙女们，他们能够在信仰的路上坚固的站住，而在这个非常艰难的时代能够显现出来因信耶稣基督而有的不同。
The passage I have chosen is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31 and following.
今天我们要讲的信息呢，就在约翰福音第八章31到37节。
Will it be shown on the screen? I'll read it here.Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abram's descendants, and we've never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?Jesus answered them, Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abram's descendant, but you seek to kill me.Because my word has no place in you. I say, Father, and you do what you have seen from your Father. and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to him, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the words of Abraham. We could stop right there.
好，我们就停在这里。
May God bless his word.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
Now, if you were reading along with me, and, or reading the Chinese, you would notice that various concepts reoccur in this passage.
如果我们刚刚读这一节这一段经文的话，就会看见有很多的观念在这里面出现。
First, there's this concept of freedom that occurs.
第一个呢，就是在这里提到好几次的自由。
And it's a very, very important concept that in Christ we are set free.
所以我们很需要知道，就是在基督里我们已经得着自由。
But what kind of freedom are we talking about?
但是我们这里讲的到底是什么样的自由呢？
Many of us, and I'm looking and I look at myself, our descendants were not born in the United, were not from the United States.
就比方说，看看我自己，还有在我们在座的，如果不是在美国出生的人。
There is some sort of history of immigration in most of our history.
所以大部分在我们的生命里面，我们都有一段的这个移民的经历。
And we, our history, we've immigrated here usually for some benefit for ourselves, either learning or education or a job or sometimes a freedom.
因为我们移民来到这里呢，总是为了要寻求一些的好处，可能我们要得到更高的教育，或者呢，我们有一个很好的工作，总是要寻求一些好处。
But is this the freedom that Jesus is talking about?
但是这是耶稣所讲的自由吗
？And what's very interesting is I don't know if you caught it, but there's a very, very interesting conflict in John 8:31.And John 8:37.
但是我不知道你有没有注意到，在约翰福音第八章三十一节呢，和跟三十七节这之间有一个很大的冲突。
And this is where the sermon changes quite a bit from what I had planned, because you need to see this conflict and tension.
这就是为什么我今天早上决定我的信息呢要修改，因为这两节之间呢有一个很大的冲突和张力。
I'm wondering if the people in the audiovisual can show John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those who believed in him. Okay, so they believe in Jesus.
所以在三十一节我们看见耶稣对信他的犹太人说，所以这些人呢是信耶稣的。
Now in the same setting, you have verse 37.
但是就在同样的场景里面，耶稣又说了第三十七节，我们看一下。
They believe in Jesus, but I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my words have no place in you. This is the weirdest conflict I've ever seen. They believe in Jesus, they want to kill him. Okay, make up your mind. Do you believe in Jesus or do you want to kill Jesus? And it's the tension is there in this passage.
然后在三十七节，我们看见耶稣说：“我知道你们是。”亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。在这里，我们看见他们是信耶稣的，但是他们又要杀耶稣，这实在是一个非常矛盾的事情。你到底是要信耶稣呢，还是要杀耶稣
？You see, our Lord Jesus Christ and what He represents is always going to be things you like about Him. They're going to like about Jesus. There's always things that people like about Jesus.
当我们在讲耶稣的时候，他总是代表了一些我们很喜欢耶稣的一些事情。
And then there's things that people can't take about Jesus.
但是呢，有一些关于耶稣的事情，人们却没有办法忍受。
And for these early Jews who were listening to Jesus live, they loved the things that he was doing, okay? But when it came to the theology that he's the Son of God, they just couldn't take it, you know. They want to kill him. They want to strangle him at the same time.
在耶稣时代，这些犹太人呢，他们很喜欢耶稣所做的一些事情，比方说耶稣的神迹、他的医治。但是呢，当耶稣讲到他的神学，他说他是神的儿子的时候，这些人就没有办法接受，到一个地步，他们想要杀他。
For their faith and their past faith was limiting to how much they could accept Jesus.
因为他们的信仰呢，还有他们的那个他们的信念呢，就限制了他们能够接受耶稣的程度。
Though they like Jesus,
当然他们非常喜欢耶稣。
In another word, they could not stand Jesus, and they wanted to kill Jesus.
但是呢，他们又没有办法忍受耶稣，他们要把他杀了。
Now, I usually don't see that in modern society.
通常在我们现代的社会里面，我们看不见这样子的情形。
But I see other forms of disassociation between Jesus and actually the values that we have.
但是呢，我们可以从某些其他的方式，我们看见耶稣跟我们自己的价值观有一些的冲突。
I see one very common scenario today where people are raised in church, but they have decided that how they live their life in terms of how they spend their money or how their sexual relationships they have has nothing to do with their faith. And so they'll check a box that they're Christians, but how they live their life has nothing to do with what Jesus said.
比方在现在的时代呢，我看见很多的基督徒，他们也去教会，但是他们在私生活上面，比方说他们如何运用他们的金钱，还有他们的自己私人，比方说性生活方面的选择呢，就跟他们的信仰毫无关系。所以他们可能会打勾说，是的，我是基督徒，但是他们的生活却跟基督的信仰没有关系。
As a matter of fact, I see this as probably the most commonsort of example of what was going on in John chapter 8.
其实呢在这里呢我们看见在约翰福音第八章也是这样子，这是非常普遍的一个现象。
I like going to church, I like Jesus, but he's not going to affect my life.
是的，我喜欢去教会，我也喜欢耶稣，但是他不能影响我的生活。
I've been a pastor for a long time.
我做牧师已经当了好久了。
I think going on 30 years.
差不多三十年了。
And I've seen all different types of believers.
我看过各式各样的信徒。
I remember I once met a believer, someone who came to church.
我记得有一次呢，有一个人来教会。
Who had over 50 affairs with women.
他差不多跟五十个女人有过性关系。
But he came to church every Sunday. This person came to church every Sunday, even though he's having all these affairs.
虽然呢，他有这么多的这些关系，但是他每个主日都来教会。
It is clear he likes something about Jesus. He's going to church.
所以他既然每个主日都来教会，他一定是喜欢耶稣的某样事情。
But there's something about his life that.Something about what Jesus taught, he says, that has nothing to do with my life.
但是绝对的就是有一些耶稣说的话呢，他觉得跟他自己完全没有关系的。
So instead of wanting to kill Jesus, Jesus says, we'll just forget about that. We just doesn't have any effect upon me.
所以当然呢，他不会想要杀耶稣，但是他就觉得耶稣跟他是没有关系的。
I knew a man who was a Chinese Christian. These are all Chinese Christians.、Okay?
我今天讲的呢，都是中国的基督徒。
Who swindled over $100 million from retirement investors? $100 million.
那另外一个基督徒呢？他从那个别人的退休账户的里面偷了差不多$1 million.
And he used his Christian faith to get people's confidence in him.
因为呢，他就以一个基督徒的身份呢，得着别人的信任。
And then once he got the confidence, he stole the money.
一旦他们得到这些人的信任呢，他们就从他们的退休银行账户里面偷了这么多$1 million的钱。
And I knew him from New York City, where I was growing up.
我生长在纽约市。
He was technically going to church every Sunday.
那他呢，也是每一个主日都去教会。
But how he lived his financial life, he shut God out. It is almost as he killed Jesus in terms of how he lived in his life.
那但是呢，他在处理金钱上面呢，他就完全的等于是他把耶稣杀了一样。
More recent ones, I another Chinese Christian, okay.
那最近的呢，一个就不是中国的基督徒。
He was arrested for taking photographs of underage children in... Okay, I'll just keep it like that, okay?
He was arrested. 这个人呢，他被逮捕， 因为呢，他他拍那些未成年儿童的照片。
I performed his wedding many years ago.
而我呢，好多年以前我是为他证婚的。
He went to church every Sunday.
每一个主日都来教会。
But in terms of his private life, he basically killed Jesus in his private life.
但是呢，在他的私人生活上，他所做的等于是把耶稣杀了。
Sometimes we do that in society and people raised up in church.
有的时候呢，这些人在社会里做的这些人，其实他们是在教会长大的。
We believe in Jesus because we see ourselves as Christians, but in actuality of actually having his teaching dwell in our hearts and make a difference in our hearts, no effect upon us.
所以我们说我们来教会，我们说我们信耶稣的，但是神的话是不是存在我们心里呢？是不是有改变我们的生命呢？没有。
We see this in just the final one. I have trouble with the presidential elections.
最后一个例子，我对这些总统候选人呢有一些的意见。
Bill Clinton is Southern Baptist.
因为Bill Clinton 呢，他是美南浸信会的。
Hillary is Methodist.
那希拉里呢，他是美裔美会的。
And Donald Trump supposed to be Presbyterian.
那 Donald Trump 呢，他应该是长老会的信徒。
Okay, I don't know who you vote for. Okay, I'm not going to tell you to vote which candidate because I think I don't know. I just have a problem now this year.
我不知道你们要选谁呢，我也不会告诉你们选谁，但是我对这些事有一些的。
But I see the same issue. They all claim to be Christians, but it affects doesn't have any effect upon their lives, upon their moral values, upon how they speak, upon how they cheat on their wives, upon you know how much they lie or demean people. Has no effect.
但是呢，这些人呢，他们自称为是基督徒，但是在他们的道德生活上，在他们的言语行为上，在他们当他们在生活里面，他们欺骗这些事情，好像都跟他们的信仰没有关系。
So when I read this passage in verse 31, these Jews believed in Jesus, but in verse 37, they wanted to kill Jesus.
所以当我读这一段圣经的时候，在三十一节他说这些犹太人信耶稣，但是三十七节他说他们想要杀耶稣。
I see this disconnect in modern time very, very frequently.
但是在今天这个现代的社会里，我看见这样子的脱轨脱节非常的普遍。
What's the solution and what is Jesus going to say to correct the situation amongst these believing Jews?
对这些的问题，我们的我们的解决方式到底是什么呢？到底耶稣要怎么样来面对这个问题呢？
Let's show verse 31 and 32 again.
让我们再来看一下31和32节。
Then Jesus said to those who believed in him, If you abide in me and you are my disciples indeed. Next verse.
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。下一节。
And you shall know the truth.And the truth shall make you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
There are two concepts, and then a goal of those concepts.
在这里有两个观念，而且这两个观念呢，都有指向一个目标。
The first two concepts is abide, and the second one is to know, and the goal is that it will set you free.
在这里呢。有两个观念，一个就是要遵守，另外一个要晓得。而这个目标呢，就是得着自由。
See, Jesus was saying, you have to understand something, you early Jewish followers of me.
在这里呢，耶稣等于是说，你们这些跟随我的，你们应该要了解一件事情。
In one sense, you need to be freed from the limitations of how you see life and how you see me.
那换句话说呢？在你对我的认识，还有你对我的真理的了解的上面，你必须要能够得着自由。
And you have to understand that being in the faith is a process of change, of abiding and knowing what I say.
换句话说呢，要跟随我，这个相信呢，必须是包括这个相信必须是包括跟遵守，而且必须明白。
Jesus always often used this illustrations of like home and taking up residence in terms of describing what it means to grow in Christ.
耶稣呢，在常常呢，他用一个比喻在描写我们要在基督里成长的时候，他常常用家这个比喻。
To abide, to be connected, to feel at home with Christ.
那所以呢，要在基督里成长，等于要遵守他，而且呢，就好像住跟他同住。
And that's very, very important concept. Very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
Oftentimes, people they go to church and they abide in Christ for an hour and a half Sunday morning.
因为很多时候呢，人来到教会。他们与基督同在同住呢，只有一个半小时。
Just want to tell you, that's not abiding.
让我告诉你，这个不算是遵守和与主同住。
That's going to church for an hour and a half once a week.
这只是来到教会一个礼拜花一个半小时而已。
To abide in Christ is much deeper than that.
但是住在基督里比这个要深得多。
Is your faith?Do you think about it? Just think about it. The other days of the week.
所以你会不会在其他天也会思考你的信仰呢？
Do you pray to our Lord?
你是不是向我们的主祷告？
On the other days of the week.
不是，除了主日以外，你其他的天会不会向主祷告？
You know, we're not talking about giving up everything and being a missionary, you know?
我们现在还不是在讲把你一切的都撇下去，宣教，做一个宣教士。
We're talking about a faith that stays with you the other six days so that you're conscious and you desire in some way to be in fellowship with Christ.
我在讲的呢，就是除了主日以外，在其他的天，我们仍然与主同住，而且我们的心呢，就会有一个渴慕，想要跟主在一起。
Because with abiding will then come the next one, which was to know Him.
因为在跟主同住，住在主里以后，我们就会想要认识他。
You know, sometimes people think knowledge is all about like memorizing verses or Bible study.
因为有的时候呢，我们会想说，哦，要认识主呢，就只是又是来读圣经，或是来背经文。
Now I love Bible study. I'm a professor of theology.
我当然很喜欢读圣经，因为我自己就是一个神学教授。
But I know the difference between someone who's studying something and it doesn't have any effect in their lives, and someone who studies something and it penetrates their hearts because their knowledge bides in them and sticks within them.
但是我自己知道，我可以知道这其中的不一样。有的人读圣经，但是他们的生活没有一点的影响；有的人读圣经，他们的生活有改变，因为这真理呢住在他们的心里。
That's the difference between religious activity and having the truth of Christ really begin to take root and transform you.
这也是宗教还有信耶稣被改变之间有很大的不一样。
To believe, to abide, to know.
所以我们要相信，我们要遵守，住在主里面，然后要晓得真理。
And then we go back to the verse 32 again.
然后我们再来看三十二节。
And you shall know the truth.
你们必晓得真理。
And truth is not facts here.
因为这里的真理呢，不是只是讲事实而已。
Because this truth will make you free.
因为这个真理会叫你得自由。
What is this freedom?
那这是什么样的自由呢？
Okay, I got to think of this. I think I've shared this before, but the first U.S. citizen in my family line came around probably 1918.And he settled in New York City in 1918.
我可能跟你们分享过，在我家族中第一个移民到美国来的人呢，他来到了纽约，是差不多在1918年的时候。
And he was my grandfather.
那他是我的祖父。
So he was considered the first generation. in the United States.
所以他等于是我们家族中的第一代的移民，第一代来美国。
My father was born in Chinatown in New York City, so he's second generation.
我父亲呢是在纽约的中国城出生的，所以他等于是第二代。
And my grandfather came because back a long time ago, people, the immigration waves from China, from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, they're different with every generation. The reasons why people come over are different.
我祖父来美国的时候，那个年代呢，他们来移民，其实每一代他们来移民的原因都不一样。
The early immigration of Chinese in America.Sometimes when they built the railroads, they came because China was very, they were peasants and they were very poor and they came for opportunity.
在当时呢，我祖父来的时候，在中国非常的贫穷，所以他们来到这里来寻找机会。他们可能来这里呢，来修铁路。
My grandfather had a hand laundry. They washed people's clothing by hand.
那他我的祖父来了以后呢，他就开了一个洗衣店，他们就是用手来洗人的衣服。
They don't even have washing machines, do by hand.
因为当时并没有洗衣机，所以他们洗衣店呢，就是用手洗人的衣服。
I think of that. That says, what kind of life is that?
那当我想的时候，说这样子是什么样的生活呢
？Whatever it was, better than China in 1900.
但是呢
，for most people,
就算是这样，也比当时在中国人的生活要好。
And the freedom for his children to grow up and go to school and to have jobs where they didn't have to be laundrymen. It was very important to my grandfather.
对我的祖父来说，他们来到美国，他们就追求了一个机会，使他们的下一代有机会，不需要再做他们同样的事情，就用手洗衣服。
My father was not a laundryman.
所以我父亲呢，他就不是做洗衣服的。
He went up one step.
他就升了一级。
He was a waiter in a Chinese restaurant.
他呢，就是在中国餐厅里做一个侍者。
And he did that so his children would not have to be waiters in a Chinese restaurant.
那他这样子做，使他的儿女们就不需要在中国餐厅打工。
They come from America for freedom and the ability to advance.
所以他们来到美国呢，是为了来寻找自由，而且有一个可以升级的机会。
But that is not the type of freedom that Jesus is talking about.
但是耶稣在这里讲的自由呢，就不是这样子的自由。
The type of freedom Jesus is talking about is the conflict of one's religion or faith in Christ and how that interacts or integrate with one's real life.
耶稣在这里讲的自由呢，其实就是当我们信奉一个宗教，跟说我们信了主以后，这个真道在我们里面改变我们这之间的不同。
It is the freedom to finally change to be the man or woman Christ wanted you to be.
这个自由呢，就是我们终于可以变，可以改变，而变成神要我们的样子。
It's not a faith of the early Jews who liked Jesus, but in another sense, their theology wanted to kill him and they went to crucify him.
在这里讲的相信呢，不是像当初的犹太人所相信的。他们喜欢耶稣，但是碰到了神学上的冲突的时候，他们就想要杀耶稣。
It is not the faith of people raised in a church who will check that they are Christians, but actually how they live their life, their financial or sexual life has nothing to. It is not that type of faith.
而这里讲的信仰呢，信心也不是那些基督徒，他们来到教会以后，他们打勾说他们是基督徒，但是他们私底下、私生活上、金钱上的处理，还有他们的性生活上，就跟耶稣完全没有关系。
And it is not the faith of our politicians.
这也不是我们今天政客们所显出来的信心。
Who will always talk about their Christian heritage, but in how they act and speak, I don't see it.
在今天现代的这些政客呢，他们会讲到他们的信仰和他们基督徒的传统，但是他们生活上我们看不见他们像基督的样子。
It's a faith that continues in abiding and feeling comfortable in Christ, knowing things about Christ, and finally being free.To change, to be the person, the man or woman Christ always desired you to be.
我们这里讲的信心呢， 不单是相信，而且我们要常常住在基督里，要遵守他的道，而且我们要晓得这些真理，慢慢的我们就被改变成为基督他原先希望我们成为的样子。
If we go to verse, I want to show you another verse, verse 33.
我们再来看33节
and 34.
还有34节。
They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Next verse.
他们回答说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔从来没有做过谁的奴仆你怎么说你们必得自由呢下一节。
Jesus answered them, Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin.
耶稣回答说实实在在告诉你们所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
Freedom in the context of slavery, but it is not social slavery. It is the slavery within oneself and the freedom that Christ would bring.
在这里所讲的自由呢，是要能够释放一个奴仆，而不是在社会体系底下做奴隶的，而是我们自己心里的奴仆。
Being a follower of Christ is not picking and choosing what you want to believe and do in Christ.
我们要做一个基督的门徒。不是说我们自己来选择挑选哪些教训我们愿意相信和遵守。
Being a follower of Christ is not going to church on Sunday and then doing whatever you want to do the other six and a half days of the week.
我们要跟随基督呢，不是我们只是礼拜天早上来教会，但是其他六天半呢，我们就自己做自己想做的事。
Being a believer is understanding that it begins with a conscious step to trust and believe and to have faith in Christ, but then have that faith develop within you to begin to free you and change you.
要做一个基督的门徒呢，不单是我们要信靠神、相信神，而且慢慢的这些真理要在我们心里是慢慢的来改变我们。
I got two more stories and that's it.
我还要讲两个故事就结束。
I always tell you I love my family.
我总是很喜欢谈我的家人。
I'm going to tell you two stories I heard this week.
我跟你们分享两件事，我这个礼拜听到的。
And it was of the daughter who gave me the most trouble when we were raising them. It was the most rebellious one.
那这个故事呢，是跟我讲的呢，就是我的最叛逆的那个孩子，他成长的时候比较叛逆。
She lives in the East Bay.
他呢现在住在东湾。
And she has three children.
她有三个孩子。
Two boys, one girl.
两个儿子，一个女儿。
And the girl's in the middle.
那女儿呢是第二个孩子，三个孩子，第二个是个女儿。
If you thought that picture was cute, this one is cute, cute, really cute too.
那刚刚的那个 baby 的照片很 cute， 这但是这个第二个女儿呢，她真的是很 cute。
The girl in the middle is 4 years old.
Now 4 years old.
Yes, she's 4 years old.
现在呢，这个老二，这个女儿呢，她四岁。
They go to, she sends them to a Christian preschool in the East Bay.
我女儿呢，把他们送到东湾的一个基督徒的一个preschool.
So,
学前班。
This was the story that was relayed to me. In the preschool, there are a few classes.Different classes. It's a very large Christian preschool at a church.
那是一个很大的一个学前班，所以在里面呢有好几班。
And in the school, there was this girl in another class who the teachers relayed was having a very difficult time going to school. This is the first time in a school.
那另外在另外一班呢，有一个女孩子，老师说呢，因为她刚刚开始上学，所以就有很多的困难。
My daughter said, when she picks her up from the preschool, all the teachers say goodbye, gentle Annie.
Her daughter?
Yes.
所以我女儿说呢，当我女儿每天去接她的女儿回家的时候呢，老师都会说。再见哈，这个 gentle 就是他是很温和的孩子 ，gentle Annie。
Yeah, now my daughter was saying, well, why are they calling her gentle Annie?Annie's her nickname. Annabelle's her full name. Annie's her nickname.
所以 Annie 呢是她的名字，但是我女儿想说，为什么他们总是叫她就是很温和、很温柔的 Annie？
Because even though this girl that was having difficult time fitting in was not in Annie's class, always during the break, she would go and befriend this unwanted child and bring her in to play with the other children.
因为呢 ，Annie 呢，她总是在中间休息的时候，就到另外一个班去找这个小女孩。她刚刚开始上学，所以有很多的困难，她就把她带到她的这个朋友圈里面，跟她一起玩。
And that's why they call her the teachers call her Gentle Annie.
这就是为什么老师们就叫 Annie 呢，就叫 Gentle Annie， 就是这个很和善、
okay.
很和善的 Annie.
As a grandfather, I'm really proud. Okay.
所以呢，我做她的祖父，我非常的以她为傲。
Because you wonder.Okay, I was able to pass my faith on to my daughter. Is my daughter able to begin, even at an early age, influence and pass on aspects of grace and kindness to her children?
因为呢，虽然我可以把我的信仰传给我的儿女们，但是我也会在想说，我的女儿是不是可以在她的孩子很幼小的时候，就把这些仁慈，把这些善良的这些信仰的观念传给她的孩子。
Because it's not about just going to church or going to a Christian preschool.
因为呢，这些不是只是说啊，他是不是有去教会，是不是去一个基督徒的学校
？Is there going to be something in about my granddaughter even at 4 years old, where there's going to be something different about her because the teaching that my daughter and her father gives to her and the effect of being in a Christian household?Begins to change her.
而是呢，这个孩子，他在他的父母的长大的底下，是不是他里面有一些的东西是跟别人不一样的？他是不是有改变，而且在他的环境里面可以表现出来
？I pastored churches over 1,000 people in San Francisco.
我在三藩市的教会里面牧会，我们的教会有超过1000信徒。
Most of the time, I don't even see kindness amongst the adults as I did by this four-year-old.
有的时候呢，我在这个成人当中，我都看不见像我的四岁的孙女所表现出来的这个恩慈。
Final story.
最后一个故事。
This is about Annie's mom.
这个是 Annie 的妈妈的故事。
I was doing a wedding yesterday.Actually, in Mountain View at Lord's Grace Church, Chinese Church.
我昨天呢，就是在Mountain View 有一个中国的教会。
So my wife and my other daughter, who was visiting from LA, went to the East Bay to see Annie's family.
所以呢，我的妻子跟我另外一个女儿呢，他们就跑到了East Bay 东湾去看我这个大女儿。
So they told my wife and about what's going to happen.
所以我就跟我的妻子说，交代一些事情。
My daughter and her husband and her family lived in Maryland near Washington D.C. for 2 years.
This is Annie's mom.
Annie's mom.
那个我这个大女儿呢，他们曾经在华盛顿 D.C. 住了两年。
And they were involved in a small church plant.
他们当时呢是在一个小的教会服事，开工。
And they hosted a community group, a small weekly group in their house.
所以在他们家里呢，就有一个小组聚会。
So they just told my wife that one of the people in the group, and she was a teenager, they offered to have her move in with them because she's being abused.
Like now.
Yeah, and so to move in with them, and they live in another state. She lives in another state.
所以呢，我的女儿呢，她就跟我的妻子说，因为他们决定呢，最近要把其中的一个青少年的女孩子，她从前是在他们玛丽兰州的这个小组聚会里面的，要把她接到他们家里来，因为这个女孩子呢，她有一些的受虐待的情形。
This young lady was in their community group along with her father.
因为这个女孩子呢，她以前就是在我女儿的小组聚会里面，她跟她的父亲。
And with recent things that happened, they said they offered this to this young woman who needed help.
最近呢，因为一些事情的发生，他们就对这个年轻的女孩子提出了这样子的一个邀请，邀请她来住在他们家里，因为她有受虐待的情形。
I gotta tell you, my daughter has three kids, from nine months to 7 years.
我跟你讲，我女儿呢，她有三个孩子，从一个九个月大的到七岁的孩子。
And her husband isn't a high-tech millionaire.
而她的丈夫呢，并不是一个高科技的工程师。
He works for the federal government.
而他是为联邦政府做事的。
And my daughter has to, she writes for internet companies, but she writes at home.
她我女儿呢，她是写作的，那她是在家里做事。
She doesn't need this in terms of time.
所以呢，在时间上，他不需要再多一个人来照顾。
But as she talked it over with her husband, this is what they've decided, and this is what they need to do. To have a teenage girl who is having a lot of trouble, who is a believer in Christ in their community group on the other side of the United States, to move in with them.
但是当我女儿跟她的丈夫商量这件事情的时候，他们就做了这样子的决定，把这个女孩子，年轻的女孩子，从这么老远的在美国东岸来接到自己家里来住。她虽然是一个信主的，但是她有很多的困难，很多的问题，这个孩子。
They told me about this yesterday night when I came back from the wedding.
所以昨天呢，我从这个婚礼结束以后回到家里，他们就告诉我这件事情。
And so conversation this morning before after I pressed my suit and you know getting ready to come here to preach, we're talking about Annie's mom, my daughter.
所以今天早上呢，在我烫西装准备来你们教会之前呢，我就在跟我的妻子讨论 Annie 妈妈他们做的这个决定，我女儿做的这个决定。
And her sister, who's staying with us for this week, and my wife both said we are very proud of her.
而她的妹妹就是我的二女儿，她这个礼拜来到我们家里跟我们同住。所以我的这个二女儿跟我的妻子，他们两个都说，他们为这个姐姐做的决定感到引以为傲。
No, I didn't. I wasn't involved in the conversations because I was getting ready to preach here. You know, I got things on my mind.
当然，我没有跟他们一起参与他们的谈话，因为我要准备讲道。
But I want to say publicly, I am very proud of her as well.
但是现在我想要在公众的场合来说，我也非常以他们为傲。
Because it's not just having a faith where you attend church once a week.
因为有一个信仰，有信心，不是只是你一个礼拜来教会一次而已。
It's having a faith where the teaching and the words of Christ begin to abide in you and your heart.
而这样子的相信，就是说，耶稣的话会开始住在、存在我们的心里。
And that abiding leads to knowing and knowing Christ more, and that changes you.
而把神的话放在我们的心里之后呢，我们就开始慢慢的认识更多、更多的认识耶稣，而来改变我们自己。
It changes you in ways you can never imagine because it frees you.
它改变我们的方式是我们没有办法想象的，因为它实在是来释放我们。
Frees you to be like Christ in some way.
释放我们，使我们可以更像耶稣。
May God bless the teaching of His word.
愿神祝福他的话语和他的教导。
Give me the honor to pray for you.
我现在要来为会众祷告。
Heavenly Father, I ask a blessing upon these, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
亲爱的天父，我为我在主里的弟兄姐妹们祷告，为他们祝福。
That in their belief you keep in their journey, that it takes root in our hearts.
希望他们在信仰的路上，这个信仰、信心、真理，在他们心里是有根有基的。
We all come with many, many things from our past.
因为我们每一个人都带着我们许多的过去来到你的面前。
Some may involve finance or affairs.
有些人可能我们在金钱上有出错，有些人我们在关系上出轨。
Some may involve an anger.
有些人可能有愤怒的问题。
Free us, O Lord, free us.
主啊，释放我们，释放我们。
For I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.